I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. We are well past Labor Day now, and the political season is in full swing. So we're checking in again with Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette. Hello again, Laura.
Hello, Alan.
Well, quite a bit has transpired over the summer. Two things in particular I want to discuss that happened recently, namely situations involving Allison Lundigan Grimes and the outgoing director of the Nonpartisan Legislative Research Commission. So let's first talk about the perils and the troubles of Kentucky's Democratic Secretary of State.
Yeah, Alan, you're right. Allison has a couple things coming at her all at once. She's had ethics complaints from Democrats, ethics complaints from Republicans, and her dad and her 2014 Senate campaign consultant have been indicted on campaign finance charges. So she's dealing with all of that at one time.
What is the indictment? What does that allege?
Well, it alleges that her father's companies provided services to her campaign and then didn't properly report them as in-kind contributions. And so then the contribution limits would have been subverted. Those are the allegations. It's important, too, that we all remember that people are innocent until proven guilty. And Dale Emmons was her campaign consultant. And so he would have allegedly would have known what was being put on her campaign finance reports.
And then there is this issue of Republicans accusing her of misusing voter data. What's the deal with that?
So one thing to remember, Alan, is voter registration records are public. So you and I can go down to the Fayette County Courthouse and look up somebody's voter registration. But the problem here is that Allison Grimes apparently has had access to the entire statewide database. And no one's saying that she's done anything wrong yet, but it does open questions, or it poses questions about security, for one thing. And I was also told former Secretaries of State Grayson and Bob Babbage did not have this type of access to those voter rolls either.
So with all of this swirling around, of course, Grimes was kind of rumored to be a gubernatorial candidate or maybe maybe attorney general this time around. What do you think her political future could mean here?
Well, I've heard some people saying that she's acting defiantly right now, that she's standing up against the charges against her and her father and Dale Emmons, and saying that the charges are politically motivated. But then some people are saying that could be a rhetorical stance for her right now, and that she might just bow out after she has her baby, because she and her husband Andy are expecting a child in December. And so it's hard to say at this point what she's going to do, really.
And obviously these situations bear watching. Let's now move on to the controversy surrounding the imminent departure of LRC Director David Byerman.
That's right. He was let go without ceremony. And he said on Twitter that he didn't see it coming. And what's interesting, as you know, is that House and Senate leadership, which are Republicans, have put a Republican in as interim director. Her name's Becky Harrelson. And that's drawn the ire of Democrats, of course, because the LRC is supposed to be nonpartisan.
Yeah. Talk about what the LRC mainly does.
Sure. The Legislative Research Commission basically is staff for the legislature. There's nonpartisan staff who work on committees. They research and draft bills. They handle phone calls and make copies and deal with the media and all the things that you think of in an office. And then there is partisan staff as well who work for Democratic lawmakers or Republican lawmakers. But for the most part, the nonpartisan staff, which is headed by the executive director, Byerman, has always been nonpartisan.
So we don't really know what the direction of the LRC is going to be right now. As you mentioned, we have a partisan filling in that role as director. But and of course, when they did announce the change, they said they wanted to take the LRC, quote, in a different direction. What do you think that meant?
Who knows, really? That's as you know, a euphemism for see you later, buddy. We just don't want you. And the Republicans have decided that they didn't want to work with Byerman anymore for whatever reason. And no one has really said publicly why or if anything happened. And I haven't even heard any murmurings in the Capitol about Bierman or what may have been going on.
Well, that will have to wrap it up for this week. Our guest has been Kentucky Gazette editor and publisher Laura Cullen-Glasscock, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.